time for us to talk Celtics as we welcome in John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hey there, John.
Hey, Rich. How's it going, man?
Well, not too bad. The COVID finally got me, though. I hid for the longest time, but it tracked me down.
Sneaky little bugger.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm broadcasting from the home studio today. It's not too bad here. I could get used to this.
Yeah, yeah. You know, kick your feet up. You get the coffee or whatever beverages you want available to you at a moment's notice. It's a good setup.
It has some benefits here, but let's talk about the Celtics, who it would appear have hit that first bump of the season. They started early on a little rough, but since they went on that long winning streak, it's been on cruise control, but some old habits cropping up.
Yeah, this is why I'd rather talk to you about your broadcasting setup than basketball. They are not playing well at the moment. The last two games has been a real rough patch, and it's actually, this is part of it. This is part of an NBA season. No matter how good a team you are, there's always a rough patch. I mean, and I think Celtics fans can go look at the Golden State Warriors as the example. I don't think anybody watching that game looked at the Warriors and said, "Oh well, they're lesser. They're not as good, or their season is a mess." They looked at the Warriors as the defending champs, even as a 500 team, and they saw them beat the Celtics pretty handily, and said, "Oh, see, here we are. There they are. There's the classic Warriors." But when it comes to the Celtics, people want to overreact a little bit because we watch them day in and day out. This is a rough patch. This is a downturn. The offense in the past two games is the worst offense in the NBA, which is tough for what had been the best offense in the NBA by a mile. And they have to figure it out. They have to figure out how to get back to free-flowing, kind of just, as Jason Tatum said, having fun with basketball and playing loose and not playing so tense and not playing like the old habits, like you mentioned, which is a little too much iso ball, the ball sticking a little too much or a little too often. They had a lot of assists in the game last night against the Clippers, but they still found themselves in some spots where they could have done more. And so it's a good test. It's a good challenge. And I look at this as not something that's disappointing, but it's more kind of like an interesting data point. Let's see how these young men pull out of this. And if they only come out of it with a two-game losing streak, so be it. Two-game losing streaks happen all the time. If it lingers a little bit more, then you start to question, okay, maybe there's something more to it.
The shooting percentage is certainly a stat that stands out. I think from your piece, I saw that they're a little under 54% the last two games.
Yeah, they're not shooting particularly well. And look, I don't want to I bring these things up because I don't want to make it sound like it's an excuse, but this road trip is a little bit longer, a little bit more, it asks a little bit more of them than the usual road trip. West Coast swings usually go four games, five games, and this is, they've already played now. That was their, what was that, fifth? So yeah. They're going on to game six now on a back-to-back in L.A. The ends of these long road trips tend to be a little bit dicey anyway. And so, yeah, the shooting has kind of gone away. And it doesn't help that they don't have Al Horford. He's been a huge help to them in building up this great offense in this great record. Because he's a steadying force. He's calm. He sees things. He's not overreacting. He wouldn't have gotten tense when it came to the Warriors. I think he would have calmed these guys down. They kind of needed that. So I think we're seeing the role players. Sam Hauser is in a complete slump. Derek White's in a slump. Grant Williams shot better in this game, but has been up and down more than anything. So, yeah, they need to, I think, a little bit of home cooking, come back, sleep in your beds for a couple of days. They got a nice long homestand coming up. I think that'll fix a lot of things.
And you mentioned Al Horford. They'll be without him again tonight.
Yeah, I think so. He was out for health and safety protocols at first, and then it turned into personal reasons, which I believe is going to be the birth of baby Horford number five. So he's back home, so he won't be there in L.A., which will hurt because Anthony Davis is playing out of his mind lately. He's been playing really, really well. And that'll make this game a challenge, because when you have an MVP candidate, and that's what Anthony Davis is playing like, that does put a lot of pressure on the other defense. So the Celtics are going to have to find a way to deal with that and deal with the offshoots of that, and maybe some of their shooters who struggle getting some good looks and maybe having an out-of-body experience against Boston. But not having Horford really, really has hurt them in this little stretch, and getting him back and getting Rob back soon, too, will be really helpful.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Ultimately, does however they handle this make them stronger when it counts at the end of the season?
I mean, anything, any kind of adversity you go through does, right? Anytime you go through, I mean, that applies to everything. It applies to life. You go through something bad, and then you come out the other side, and you go, oh, okay, this is how I handle it. And it wasn't as bad as it seemed, and I probably shouldn't have done A, B, and C. And you learn those lessons, and you apply those lessons. And if you can do that, you come out on the other side, and you're better for it. I mean, so these guys, they are contenders. They went to the finals last year. But they're still in the younger stages of being a contender. And I think the place they need to be ultimately is a little bit more confident when it comes to these marquee matchups like the Golden State Warriors. I do think that they, and Jaylen Brown said it, they played like they had that game circled for a long time. And I think they put too much emphasis on it, and they tried too hard. And I think that's what kind of got them into this little funk. They've kind of gotten into their own heads a little bit because they tried so hard, and then it didn't work. So coming out of that, coming out of this little funk here, if they can look back on it and say, you know what, we should have just treated Golden State like we treated Phoenix and the way we treat any of these other teams. And playing with that confidence and saying, you don't hold any extra power over us because of how the past has gone, will make them a better team, because they'll play the type of game they need to win, and win handily. They are the better. They have more talent across the board. So it will be a good lesson for them to learn.
I believe the way you described it, that ultimate level of confidence is giving no bleeps, we'll call them.
No, yes. That's the ultimate goal, right? That's where we all want to be in life. Giving no bleeps. And I think when you have that, it's amazing what kind of doors open up for you, because a turnover, a missed shot, Draymond Green, Kawhi Leonard doing whatever, it's like, whatever. It's okay. When you can focus on this is how good a team we are, when you walk into a room with that attitude and you don't care what anybody thinks, suddenly everybody will think the way you want them to about you. It's kind of weird like that, but that applies, I think, to this team, where you look at, again, look at the Warriors. They do not care about who's in front of them. They are just going to go play their game. They've struggled a little bit, and sure, concerns, whatever, but the next game comes along, next thing you know, boom, fix. They play against a good team. They play some good lineups. Guys are starting to figure it out. Now all of a sudden everybody's afraid of the Warriors again. So, yeah, zero blanks given, and that will get you far in basketball and in life, baby.
Lakers playing a little bit better, won 6 of their last 10 games. What do the Celtics have to do to be successful tonight and finish this road trip on a high note?
It's all about getting back to playing within yourself. It's not even about what the Lakers do anymore. After these two games, it's about what the Celtics do. And the Celtics need to get back to playing free, getting good shots, passing up the good shots to get great shots, making sure that everybody's involved, and playing, like when I say play free, it's just about not worrying about the whatever mistake you just made, or not worrying about who's in front of you. It's just about what's the right thing to do in this moment, making that play and getting to the next right play. It doesn't matter if you're up 20 or down 20. You make that next right play, you do that enough, you're going to be fine. Lakers are playing great. Anthony Davis is playing great. Everything flows off of that. But if the Celtics can play the way that they normally play, they will force the Lakers into defending them, and that will be enough to kind of take them out of their groove, I think.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hey, thanks as always, John. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll visit with you again next week.
All right, talk to you then.